Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless. Now what we find here is this level that Paul is on. Paul has just gone through an experience in chapter 12 where he writes about in the third person that he himself was called up into the third heavens. If you've ever had an experience with God in prayer, it's an amazing thing. There's different levels when you commune with the Lord. There might be a first level where it's just a shout and just a joy. You might run around or slap your hands or whatever. God's in the house. And then as you go in further into His presence, you sense a holiness of God, a hush. You want to just get on your face and lay down before God, not say much, let Him do all the talking. And then you might go on into where He opens up the treasure house and the storehouse and says, what are your needs? And gives you liberty to just open your mouth and say, Lord, I need this and that. And then as Paul has said, he has gone up to the third heavens with God. And what a glorious experience that would have been. Amen. To be able to have been in such a presence where he said, whether in the body or without the body, I know not. And he was there with God in a glorious heavenly experience. And in comparison to the latter chapter 11, he lists some of his sufferings. He lists being beaten, being imprisonment. He says, thrice was I beaten with a rod. Well, with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. He goes on and says, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. And he begins to list these infirmities that he has. And he says in verse 30, if I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. He goes on in verse 10 and our text tonight says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Paul says, if I have to compare, he makes a comparison here. And he says, I have had an experience with God that superseded my own imagination, that went to the third heavens, whether in the body or without, I know not. But I was with God, and how glorious that event was. He compares that to suffering and affliction and necessities and persecution and heartaches and difficulties. And he said, I would rather glory in my infirmities. If I'm going to boast in something, if I'm going to say I've been with God way up high, he said, I'm not going to even look to that. He said, if I want to boast, if I want to glory, I'm going to glory in my infirmities. And my difficulties, and my sickness, and my afflictions, and the things that I don't like, and my weakness. I'm going to glory in those things.
Yes.
But how many tonight have said things like this when we experience something of a difficulty, a sickness, a affliction, a persecution, a reproach, a necessity, a distress, an anxiety? We say things like this, Lord, get me out of this. Lord, take me out of this situation.
Amen.
Lord, just get me back on the mountaintop. I don't like what I'm having to go through. Paul now is speaking on the level to these babe believers here. He's speaking to them on a level of a normal Christian life. What's normal? What a believer perceives. What a believer looks to God and the way he perceives God's workings in their life.
Right.
Now, what's amazing here is that he says, those things I'm going to glory in. And I see that Paul is an old soldier. This man has weathered the storm. He has been through afflictions and difficulties and periods of suffering. By the way, suffering is an amazing platform from which to shine Jesus Christ and proclaim His good name. When a child of God suffers, it's all eyes on you. And what God does sets you up to such a degree in your suffering that they look past you and see how you're handling it and see how you're walking through it, and they see Christ.
Amen.
And they walk away going like this. How is He smiling in this? How is He walking through this? It's not you, it's Christ in you,
Amen.
The hope of glory.
Yes.
And so now then, understanding those things, the army, as we look through the Word of God, it's clear to me that the Bible is filled with battles and warfare. Even in Ephesians, as we read last night about spiritual warfare. And even Paul, in his last letter to young Timothy, he said, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. He goes on and says, referring again to the battles that he faced. Him being in prison, being beaten in the sea, a night and a day. Perils and journeys, perils by robbers, perils by this. Fastings and hunger. He said, it was a battle. But he goes on in the Ephesians and said, but it was not that a battle that I fought in my own strength.
Right.
He said, finally, brethren, he said, fight warfare in the strength and the might of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My friends, tonight, we are in a warfare.
Right.
He says this, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And so we're in a battle tonight. We are in the army of God. The Bible says in Song of Solomon chapter 6 and verse number 10, he says, who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? It's none other than the Christian. It's none other than the bride of Christ. The exceeding great army that Ezekiel saw there in the valley of dry bones. When God breathed breath on them by the Holy Spirit of God, those dry bones come together and they put on flesh and blood. And then as that wind blew, that put a breath of life in them. And before the prophet stood an exceeding great army. And so tonight, if you've been born by the Spirit of God, He's put you in the ranks, as Paul told Timothy, to fight a good fight, to war a good warfare, and to be a good soldier.
Amen.
And we find here it says, who is she that looketh forth as the morning? The morning is the start of a new day. Aren't you glad in the life of a believer that there's never any endings, but there's only fresh new beginnings?
Yeah.
You don't have to ever get up and say, well, that's the end of that. No, my friend, it's just God in His grace saying
yeah.
A fresh new beginning. And so we're in an army that's always got a fresh start. We're in a fight that though the enemy is the same, we get up with a fresh and renewed strength to fight the battle every single day.
Yeah.
Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. The Bible says that she not only is forth as the morning, but fair as the moon. And we know the moon has no light of herself, but she's a great big mirror and she reflects a greater light. And so the army of God tonight, we don't have to worry about trying to muster up something of our own strength. It's the light of Jesus Christ that He wants to reflect in and through your life. It's His light tonight. The moon shines as we look at it when the night comes upon us. And it's not of its own power, of its own light, but it is the light of the sun. And then we look on and it says that is clear as the sun, shining forth, beaming out into the darkness of space. I appreciate the good gospel of God. The gospel is going forth. It's pictured as Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And he goes on and says and paints that picture as the gospel goes forward, as the army of God goes forward, that hell has gates. In other words, they're on the defense and the army of God's on the offense.
Right.
God's word is advancing. His gospel is conquering new lands. He is moving forward. He is going to the uttermost parts of the world. There are sinners still getting saved. The gospel is going out. Those gates, they will not prevail. The gospel of Jesus Christ is more powerful. The Bible says the word of God is quick, powerful, and more sharper than any two-edged sword. It's what gets in the heart and the marrow, dividing and the thoughts and intents of the heart. My friend tonight, the good gospel of God, it is going forth, shining forth clear as the sun. And the Bible says, and terrible as an army with banners. Now the Bible says in this same book, the Song of Solomon, that his banner over me is love. And so I appreciate tonight that as we go out and fight the battle, that we're in a good fight tonight. Oftentimes, when Paul said in Galatians chapter 6, he said, I bear my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. That word marks there literally means branded. And it can be referred to as two different understandings. One, as a slave, they had brands on them. Other times, as soldiers, had brands on them. And so tonight, that brand that was placed on a slave or on a soldier, it was not for them to look at that and say, oh yeah, I know who my master is. That wasn't the case. It wasn't for the captain or the slave owner to look and say, oh yeah, you belong to me. It was for everybody else to see and to recognize, I know who your captain is. I know who your master is. And so tonight, as we go through difficulties and struggles and sufferings and afflictions and heartaches and heartbreaks and sicknesses and things that make us weak, and that would to God tonight, we look to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, it's what you've called on me. And I gladly bear the mark of Jesus Christ in my body, that others may see that I belong to Him, that He's my Savior and my Redeemer.
And
I appreciate some other soldiers in the Word of God. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 4 that there's a man over there whose name was Geber. Now he was of the court of Solomon.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a rich His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.
Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His